Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Stand to your feet and let's pray once again. Stand to your feet, everybody. If you are outside, please come in. Stand to your feet, everybody. Stand to your feet. We are taking a short break very soon. Okay, we are taking a lunch break. I can see some people, if they are not building, they should come in. If you are outside by this time, your foundation is weak. All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for softly. We thank you for our gathering once again. We thank you for the second session. We pray the Lord, as you are in our midst and we are enjoying your presence, may we continue to have more encounter with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Clap for Jesus and take your seat. How many of you are enjoying the conference? Sit down. How many of you are enjoying the conference? Look, the most important thing is to enjoy yourself in church and not in club. As they are dancing, there and things, you are standing there like a statue. Small girl, but if you hear other songs, the way you become alive, it's a sign that your foundation is very weak.
Mommy,
jumping. As for you, dear, you say, oh, share the because you are insulting us. Hallelujah. Look, we are not crazy. No. It's not like we don't have anything doing. We have. No. If I don't have anything doing, I'm married. By this time, I should be in the house with my wife. And come here. To come and do what? So as we are jumping, say, oh, look at these people. They are unemployed. Hey, do you know where I work? It's not like we are unemployed. Allo wo benu ko chumo ngo ba bi e ngo ame ngo mi ni bulu ani ame fi o. God forgive you your sins. Amen. But we are still on Temelius. Everybody say Temelius. Look, by the time you are done with this conference, your foundation will be stronger. I think the action is here. Me ne ma me bi we to ame. I said your foundation will be stronger. It's working. Where's my friend? Charlie, come. Charlie, come. Are you wearing the shoe? Oh! Where is my other girlfriend? Oh, Charlie, come. The two of you, come. Give them music. I want them to battle. You can dance. Hey, na shwe. Charlie, give them music. Want to know which of them can dance first? No, I want you to show him something. So let's go. Start first. Let's go. Prepare for us.
Young girl like you, your waist cannot come down. You don't want to dance. You don't want to dance. Your waist are doing school graduation. You should see how you are dancing in your school. Get out there, so money BLA. You don't want to dance. Shame, 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 shame. I think they are around this area. Shame, shame, shame. Some of them too are around this area. Shame, shame, shame. Church, there. Oh, no, the choir says they were dancing. The choir says they were dancing. Charlie, you pa, like you pa. Hallelujah. So, amen. So, yesterday I started with a foundation for you, and it was called a foundation of what? Quiet time. I don't know if you remember last night. Last night we were here. Last night you were studying pre-tech and BDT. We were here last night. Yeah. The foundation of what? Quiet time. Quiet time will give you a strong foundation. I don't like the movement. Go to school and wait. If you go to school and you have the habit of going out, I'm going to wee-wee. If they you write exam, you get 16%. Small time.
Yeah.
Amen. I want us to do another foundation. And this one is called the foundation of reading Christian books. The foundation of what? Reading Christian books. Say it again.
Books.
Reading Christian books. Oh no. Our generation of young people do not read. You like to watch things on TV. I'm preaching. I'll be closing the next 3 minutes so that we go for break. You like to watch. Quiet, quiet. You like to watch. You are always reading is one of the strong foundations you must have. If you want to do well, if you want to last as a Christian, you must learn to read. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Pray every day. Pray every day. Read. Malap. So you know. Pray every day. If you want to. Read your Bible. Read Christian books. Young people, if you can read, then you must read. One day when I was in Tamale, a certain parent came to tell me, Deuteronomy, chapter 17, verse 19. When I was in Tamale, one day we were going to have service in the morning, and a parent came to see me, and she says that she has a testimony. And her son, who is in my church, can now read Daily Graphic. And I look at the woman and I told her that that is not an achievement. Go back to your house. It's not an achievement. If your son can read Daily Graphic and you have left your house to come and tell me, the pastor, that is a testimony. Yeah, jump. It's part of the conference. This shows that you are. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of his law and these statutes to do them. You will also need to read Christian books. Yes. We have a lot of information in books. Let me tell you, intelligence is not gotten by pouring oil on you. Are you understand what I'm saying? That is why when you go to school, do you understand? When you go to crèche, we don't call you. What class are you? Class 2, stand up. It's in class 2. I'm not, if you go to school, Your madam calls you. In the name of Jesus, take it. In the name of Jesus, take it. Take it. When you open your eyes, you are in form 3. How many of you? Is that what happens? Is that what happens? What do you do? What do you do? You read. Is that not true? You read. You write exams. You fail. You write another one. You fail. They can you. Correction. Sometimes even the correction, you get it wrong. You have to do correction, correction. Yes. You have to do classes, extra classes, extra classes, math classwork classes, English homework classes, a lot of classes. Before today, you can speak English. And so, intelligence, you see, even after you have given your life to Christ and you know God, you must still use your brain. It's okay. Chama, Tanahasi. Conference, no, Udia. Why? Tanaha. Sit down, okay. Nice one. Oda, me, we are in the Bema. Why? Why? My brother, I'm a fro. Why? What? If I'm tired, I'll call you. Okay. You must still, you part of your body is not your breast, it's your brain. Learn to develop your brain. Listen, I'll give you a very short moment. When you go to the house, no, even not when you go to, but when you grow up a little, you will see that when people work at the same place, they don't take the same salary. Okay, let me give you an example. How many of you have seen people constructing road? Beautiful. There are various people who are involved in constructing the road. That AC, they don't do anything. You're holding paper. Then they just do like this. Then we have another people. They'll remove their shirt and tie their head. And they always have some faded, dirty jeans. They are the people who dig. I don't know if you have seen those people before. Those two people, their salaries are different. The one who sits in an AC car and comes and do like this for 2 minutes and leaves, he collects 1,000 times the amount of the one who dig. Yeah, those who dig at the end of the month, at the end of the day, they give them 50 Ghana. And when we're coming, I was telling you in the car that look, when you use the more, you see, when you go to a bank, there is somebody we call Atinga the gate man. He opened the gate. Master, you are welcome, sir. Master, then we have somebody we call Teller One. They sit in some KGB. You go and give your money to them or you go and withdraw money. Then there's somebody called a branch manager. Branch manager, F.A. No. He's sitting down in a certain cubicle. Irene, coffee. They see him reading graphic. That man, his decision can bring down the bank, leading you to school, to develop your brain. As a Christian growing up, one of the things you must learn is to learn how to read Christian books. Many of you read, but you read dirty books. The pregnant virgin, the landlord, and I think your time there, we don't have those. When we please, I beg, after Paul, it's me that I'm going. Hey. So if our time we're reading sad books, your time, I don't know what you read. No, I honestly don't know what you read. When we mention titles of books, you may not know. Yeah. You don't know. When we were growing up, we used to read books written by Peggy Opon. Yeah. Adventures of Cleopas. What is it? Oh, say half for Romo to make she. Oh, no roses for Sharon. You people, you are just good. So you people, what do you read? Mention a book you have read from beginning to end. And let's see if somebody else has read that book. What book have you read before? What book have you read from beginning to end? Nothing. Since you see, what book have you read from beginning to end? It's a shame. Yeah. If you are here and you don't read, it's a shame. Your mother is wasting her school fees. Young people, your generation, you don't read. And I am emphasizing on reading Christian books. then it shall be with him that he shall read therein all the days of his life. Why are you not reading? Why are you not reading? You will pass by books and you go and buy meat pie. You pass by books and you go and buy meat pie. That he may learn to fear the Lord his God. Listen, there are a lot of information in reading. A lot of information are hidden in books. Let me tell you, there is solution to every problem. Yeah. If you want to learn how to knot a tie, some of you don't know how to knot. If you are a guy here, you don't know how to knot a tie. You don't know how to knot a tie. It's a mistake. Some people, you see that they've knotted the tie, but the knot is like Fanti Dokunu, two cities. Agboneke. Are you still here? Are you still here? I am campaigning that one of the things that can make you have a strong temelios, is to read Christian books. Can you give us the title of a Christian book you know? Aeka, madam, translate. Don't tempt me. Any movie you have watched before? What's the title? Yes. Kasa Nayenko. Any movie? It's like the titles are too much. It's overflowing titles. You watch movies more than you read books. Yeah. Reasons why you must read. Number one, you must read for intellectual growth. Write it. Reasons why you must read Christian books. You must read for what? Intellectual growth. Listen, the brain you have, you can develop it. Say amen. Amen. You can develop it. Amen. You can develop it. Amen. Spend money buy books than buying dresses. Shall I say it again? Yeah. Spend money buying. Oh, pastor, we are children. We don't, you know, children like this, we don't even have money to even buy books. Pastor, when you say books, books are for adults. Books are, touch all it. Books, is for fathers and mothers.
Who told you books is for fathers and mothers?
But you are able to read WhatsApp messages.
Yeah.
Read to develop your brain. Some of you, your brain is weak because when we are talking about something, you cannot say, look, when you grow up, you see that the difference is clear. So that when I meet people and we are talking and they don't read, or they cannot add or contribute to what is going on, people will not talk to you. That's why your parents don't consult you if they want to buy land at Ajingan or they should buy a Range Rover, because your contribution is useless. Yes. But the day your mother can see that your brain is working, they will begin to consult you. Read for intellectual growth. Look, you can be a young person who know everything about everything. Some of you, when we start talking about cars, you are clueless. The only car you know is Trotro. Yeah. If we start talking about Toyota, if we start talking about American cars, if we start talking about this thing, Ford, Benz, you don't know anything. You are sat in Trotro. But your level is changing in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Read for what? Intellectual growth. Your brain must develop. Oh yes, you got to develop the brain. Your brain, you must read. You must read. when we come to your house, we must find books in your house. Hey, Wafa. You must read. Where is this? You must read. When we had the short break, I went out there to where the books were. And then I pointed to a book. I saw one, How to Be a Gentleman. And then there's another one called How to Be a Lady. Yeah. If you read that book, you will not go to somebody's house and open their fridge. Some of you, when you visit a friend, you just open people's fridge. Yeah, you see, you don't know this worse. Because kake near your square, you'll be chasing lizard. That's how come you don't understand this. Yeah. Decorum. How to behave yourself properly. When you are holding somebody's phone and it's ringing, you don't pick them, you don't answer. Hello, father, na money. Over na ejue. E wo ke ba yin ko no twa later. No, we don't do that. It's a bushatic life. Yeah. We've gone to party, we are eating. You don't know how to use cutlery set. Nekenoni, you are using your hand, no keti omo, then you till at it, then you use your this one to trim like this. Then the oil is coming out from the jollof. One day. So there was a certain girl who, Charlie, I was trying to bully. So I said, this girl, so I sent her to, the first thing I did was that I told her that let's go to restaurants. So when we went to the restaurant and they started, you know, restaurant, they serve you. When the food came, no, she said that some of us, we are Rasta girls. Oh, Rasta girls means that she was coming to use her hand to eat the jollof in the restaurant. As she was eating, I was watching. Then we finished eating, we went home. She went to her house, I went to her house. I've not called her. No. I can't imagine you have followed me out. Like I've married you, my wife. We've gone to a place, they've served us. No, okay. Be a lady. How to even walk, how to sit, how to talk. Even how to laugh. Somebody has said something that is funny. If you are a sister, you just take your tissue. Oh, really? Bow. Hey. Look at how you are. You beat your thighs and raise your leg. Read for what? Intellectual growth. Hey, Wafa. Now, you might want to... Put it down and sit down. Number two. They can come and sit down. Everybody should come. Next year, the mouth can open outside and we'll do it there. Read for what? Spiritual growth. Let me tell you, when you read, you will grow up spiritually. You will know spiritual things. Some of you, the only thing you know is what you've been taught at church. But ake bodienche, you have taken the book, you are reading to get an information that will help your life. You won't do it. You will never do it. Oh, there are chairs here. There are chairs in between and things. Okay. Look, you can sit on the stage. It doesn't matter. Go and sit on the stage. Just sit on the stage. They should come in. Yes, it's you. You are the one. You say me. It's like you don't want to move. If you don't move, your foundation is weak. Read for what? Spiritual what? Growth. I see you growing up spiritually. Yeah. Spiritual growth is not like physical growth. Physical growth is once a year. Once a year, we do birthday for you, we cut cake. But spiritual growth, from how much you read. That's what I'm saying. How much you read. when we are done with this conference, you should have a library, a collection of books that you read. Number three, read to improve your language. Read to do what? Yeah. Hey, when you speak English, your headmaster is afraid. If you are a girl and your English is not good, Chalice, it's not good cry. Ah, sister, a fine girl. Recently we had a certain minister. Everybody say a certain minister. They were trying to vet her to take up a ministerial position. Hey, Charlie, if you see the grammar, you see, then people will defend you. We don't take English to do anything. Hey, we can take English to do a lot of things. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. English, your language. Even how I managed to pass BEC English is even a miracle to me. The teacher told us that make hay while the sun shine. You see that idiom? Oh! He says, let the sleeping dogs lie. If you go to a house and the dogs are lying down, don't disturb them. It means let the sleeping dogs lie. Hey! He also told us that to kick the bucket means that if there's water in the bucket and you kick it, your leg. And we believe though, the examination hall. Hey, Charlie. Later, cry. We saw that no, this teacher, we should have gone for our school fees. You cannot express yourself. When you get to a place and people are talking, you are just smiling. Anytime people are talking, you see somebody laughing uncontrollably, it's a sign that the person cannot express himself or herself. Let me tell you, Ghana language, the Ghana language ends at the border. Do you know there are people in Ghana who don't speak Ghana? So Ghana is not, it's not the main language. Do you know there are people in Ghana who don't speak tree? Who they to me boo bear? You can boo a bear cry in tree. Tree na tree akesie. Amen. Number three, read to develop leadership qualities. How many of you want to become leaders? Even as you are sitting down here, you are a leader. Oh, you are a leader. You determine what you wear. What you wear, the shoe you are wearing, who chose it for you? So you are a leader. You are leading yourself. Yeah. If you go to secondary school, you lead yourself. If you want to become a leader, you must read. You must learn how to read. How to be a leader. I have a room in my house. It's called a prayer room. If you enter there, the books. Oh. By you. You don't have any book. You don't have any book as I speak. The only book you had was the one you stole from your friend. If you go now, it's your friend's name that is inside. Read for what? Leader. That's why, girls, when guys come and propose, look at how the guy is thinking. Is he a wise person? Because whoever you marry, the person is going to make decisions, you are going to follow. You've seen the guy holding three phones. Even the three phones, two are not working. And the one that is even working is a yam. Women, dear, when they see mobile phone, I don't know what happens to them. Then their eyes are doing bleh, 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 bleh. God, dear, they become like shea butter. No one can see. But I walk out. Who are saying? I'm washing. Your baby, better live. Leadership qualities. You are a leader. Oh, you are a leader. In the choir, we put you are in charge of the choir. You are a leader. Choreography, you are in charge of the choreography. You are a leader. School prefect, you are a leader. Blackboard cleaner, you are a leader. Oh no, you lead the blackboard. You are a leader. School prefect, who is a school prefect here? Leticia, you are a girl's prefect. Hey, this school prefect, they are too low. Hey! They are. She's telling lies. Open say to Abama. Girls prefect. Who is a girls prefect? Pat, you are a girls prefect. Blackboard cleaners. Sir, blackboard cleaners. One of the people you shouldn't joke with. Only you. We can't find your own. He has taken it to the house. We can't find your book. And then he will go and sell the book to Kelewele seller. So the day you go to buy kebab, Oman said, the paper, the kebab is there. Say, this is my RIT. Hey! They've sold it to the kebab seller. So if you know that you have problem with the cardboard boy, please go and beg him. Otherwise, your book will get lost. Yeah. You are a leader. You are a leader. If you don't read, you cannot lead anyone. Nobody to go to church. We can't go. But lockdown. He sat in his house and he said that, fellow Ghanaians, I've come to your homes once again. Fellow Ghanaians, I've come to your homes once again for the third time. He said, no church, no, we are not going to school. Hey, he can stand up today and say that tomorrow, no school. You'll be in the house. In as much as you want to become medical doctor, you'll still be in the house. Yeah. So if the president doesn't read, we will all follow his wake up and say that from today, the only food we'll be eating in this house is banku and pepper, shito. That is it. No rice, nothing. You can cry and cry and cry. When you go and come back, it's back when now you eat. One day, when I say one day, a certain father said that there was a family meeting and he told the people that every day, one member of the family will stay the menu and then they will prepare. So the first day, the father will say what they will say, what they will eat. So the first day, the father said, in the morning, we'll eat rice. In the afternoon, we'll eat fufu. And in the evening, we'll eat banku. They prepared and then they ate. The following day, the mother said, in the morning, we'll drink tea. You know how women are. In the afternoon, we'll eat rice. And then in the evening, we can do some fufubi. And then they did it. It was the time for their six-year-old daughter. When she woke up, she said, this morning, we are eating toffee. The father got angry. Said, no, this man will dear. You must learn to read if you want to lead somebody. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah. Oh, one way, one. New things are coming. Read. I said, read. Yeah. A lot of things are going on in the country. They said they are going to buy new presidential jet. You don't know anyone read. Your life will be miserable. It's when you go to university. And you don't read notice. You will think we are writing the exams here. But they put it on the notice board that we are writing the exams at Malam. You come here and the exams have started there. Read. Why? Oh, allow him to cry. He's part of the conference. Yeah. Mujanu. Yeah, talk, cry. Wafa. Bra. Bra. Betana. What about conference? In Akrofo no mu how I drink. Tenase. Ciao, man. Next one. I'm finishing so I will go out for break. Read to fellowship with great minds and great people. Read to do what? Fellowship with great minds. Have you wondered why up to now nobody says you are a minister? Because if we make you the minister for lands and natural resources, we don't know what you are coming to contribute to the ministry. Yeah. I'm not here in secondary school. Okay. How many of you are in JSS? You are in JHS. JHS what? JHS what? One. This JHS one, JHS one. When they meet, they can talk from now till tomorrow morning. JHS one, what class? What class are you in? Class five. When they meet, they can only talk for about 2 hours. Yes. Because what this girl will talk about, this one will not understand. Yes, that is why we even recommend that when you grow up and you are even going to marry somebody with almost the same educational status. Yeah, because when you marry somebody, you'll be talking for the rest of your life. So imagine somebody who has completed university, who has gone to marry a class 3 mechanic. This is a medical doctor, do you understand? Who has gone to marry a mechanic who finished only class 3. How would they communicate in the house? This is a lawyer. Do you understand? A lawyer called to the bar in the Supreme Court who has gone to marry a plumber who have never been to school before. How would they talk in the house? That is why when you look at a lot of people who are married, usually you see that a lawyer has married a doctor. A plumber has married a plantain chip seller. That's how it moves. Pure water seller and torture mate. That's how it goes. They can understand. They say, "Me see, and then I'm here torture. No, mommy be buy. Oh, my 50%. Let's say, man, sister, and I'm this sister no call. They can talk from morning to evening. But a plantain chip seller and a medical doctor is too far. Are you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So you'll be able to fellowship with great mind. Develop your brain, though. Your brain can do a lot of things. Develop it. I said develop it. When you look at the pastors and the elders in this church, have you not seen that they've gone to school? Have you not seen that they are well-educated people? Why do you want to stop at class 3? And now you see young boys who have come and meet them person with album. Stone boy. And you see that they will not wash their trousers, their hair is unkept, then they've done some rasta as if they've been electrocuted. Amen. Read to fellowship with great minds and great people. By the grace of God, there is nobody I cannot communicate with. If I meet the president, I can engage the president in a useful and intellectual conversation for hours. You, when we mention one word, you'll not be able to understand. Yeah. If I sit in your car, I can talk with you till tomorrow morning on any subject. Any subject. If you bring it on, if you bring football, I'll talk. If you bring politics, I'll talk. Don't do anything. If you bring law issue, I'll talk. If you bring medical issues, I'll talk. Amen. Yeah. Next one. Read to catch anointing from the books. Read to do what? Catch anointing. How many of you want anointing? Charlie, anointing is good. Anointing will make your life easier. Yes. Anointing. The person who wrote the book is anointed. by reading the person's book, that anointing is transferred to you. Read to catch an anointing. There is something called anointing, which makes life easier. Madam, what about conference? You know? Are you sure you came for the conference? So sit well. May your life be easier. As you read and you fellowship, may your life be easier. Last but one, read to be part of the top 20% of society. It's only 20% of the people in this world who read. Only 20%. Ghana, recently we're told that we are 31 million. And even the ladies are more than the guys. It's more girls now. We are hardcore. Amen. Only 20% of the people in the world read. Can you imagine? It means the 80% they watch cartoons. Only 20% read. Can you imagine? Only 20%. May you be part of the 20%. Look. When we close from here, get a book. Every month, you must get a book you are reading. Every month, look, this thing I'm holding. There are more than 500 books on this thing. This thing. And there are different versions of the Bible on this thing. If I show you where my books are, iBooks. Yeah, you don't want to see. It's not good for you to see. Have you seen the books? These are all books that I read. But you, what do you read? Daily Graphic. You can Daily Graphic. You don't even read. Look, the books are here. Plenty. Even if I'm reading one book a day, they are still going up. I've not finished. Every day I'm reading. The day I'm not driving, I decide to sit in Trotro. I read. You have iPhone. Only pornography, kwa. Facebook, kwa. May you be part of the top 20% that read in Jesus' name. And the last one, as we are going for break, says that read because a person who cannot read is not better than one who does not read. If you can read, but you don't read, you are the same as somebody who cannot read. Am I speaking sense? If you can read, but you don't read, you are equivalent to the person who cannot read. May you be a reader. May the spirit of reading Christian books come upon you. Learn to have Christian books. When you read, you understand them. And it's one of the foundations you must have. Because this generation of young people, you don't, WhatsApp has taken over. Yeah. And we are saying has taken over. You don't even read your school notes. You don't read. You only depend on what your teacher tells you. If your teacher is wrong, then you're also wrong. Hallelujah. Yeah. And it shall be with him that he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of his law and these statutes to do them. May the spirit of reading come upon you. May the spirit of reading come upon you. May the spirit of reading come upon you. May you be somebody who reads. Your language will improve significantly. Yeah, if you read. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We pray, Lord, that we will read all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. We are taking a short break. Give me the offering. Offering collector. Hey, enubi new. Enubi. Everybody take a powerful offering. We didn't take offering when we started. Everybody take a good offering. Give way. Oh, sister, I did what that. Take offering. Take a good offering. Take a good offering. Offering now. Now, sorry. No. All right, put it here. Have you taken your offering? Beautiful. Lift it up and let me pray. Lift it up and let me pray. And you're too far away. Father, in the name of Jesus, we commit our offerings into your care. As we give for the furtherance of the gospel, Lord, bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, rise up and bring your offering inside. Everybody, God bless you. As you are putting it inside, God is blessing you. Take good offering, oh. Amen. Amen. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Everybody, don't use the offering mommy has given you to go and buy popcorn. We are taking a short break. We'll be back to end it up.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.